Probably if I only had one choice of something to use for learning languages, as far as a piece of media, I would probably have to settle for music. More than series, more than movies, more than books or anything else. For me, it's my favorite tool. Let's like dig a little bit deeper into this. Why is it that we recommend that, and what are the advantages to learning English or any other language with music? Aw, yeah, Citizens of the World, this is Ethan from Real Life English, where every single week it is our mission to take you beyond the classroom to speak English confidently and naturally, to connect to the world, and to actually use your English as the doorway to living your greatest dreams. I'm joined here in the studio, the Cross Atlantic studio, by the one and only Axel the Poser Pose. How's it going?
Hey, Ethan. I'm doing well, man. Hey, everybody. How's it going there?
You just adopted that as your own nickname. We were playing A Round of Gardic before starting to record, which is a really fun game. We can link in the show notes. But what does it mean if someone's a poser?
You just pose as something, but you're not really the real thing or the real deal. Like, it's just a poser. Yeah.
It's like when I was coming up, it was really popular to use the skater style, even if you weren't a skater. Mm-hmm. So if you did that, if you wore the typical clothes that a skater would wear, but you weren't a skater, you'd be a poser.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. It's important to mention that's a little bit derogatory. Oh, you're such a poser. Yeah. Like, you're not the real thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, but
sometimes it's
true.
It was fun.
It was fun.
So you've been jamming out to any good songs this week, Thiago?
Yeah, sure. I listen to music all the time. And right now, right before I started recording, I was listening to this classic song from a movie, an old movie called The Lost Boys. Yeah, it's a vampire movie from the 80s, and it's really cool. And this song that I was listening to is from a guy named Tim Capello, I believe. And the song is called I Still Believe. And it's really cool because, you know, he has this segment in the movie where he's this buff guy, like really muscular, you know, and he plays the saxophone. It's like, it's so, you know, it's so contrasting to see, like, you know, a buff guy playing the saxophone, you know?
Yeah, when I was in high school, actually, I went through a phase where I thought I wanted to learn the saxophone, but I never got the opportunity to try playing it. But I've heard it's a very challenging instrument to master.
I imagine, yeah. Lots of breathing there and everything, right? So,
But like Bill Clinton even played the saxophone. That was one of his claims to fame, since he's supposedly a great saxophonist.
Interesting. Wow.
So I asked you if you were jamming out to any good songs. What does it mean if you're jamming out to something, usually music?
Yeah, when you are jamming to a song, you are listening to it, but enjoying it. Yeah, like you're headbanging, or you're dancing to it, you are jamming to it.
So there's a couple nice ways we can use this too, because you can call a song a jam, and you could even say that's my jam, or that's our jam, meaning like that's, you know, that's one of my favorite songs. I love dancing to that. I love getting down to that. Mm-hmm. So that can be a fun one to use. There's even a Bob Marley song that I used to really love that's called Jammin'. I wanna jam it with you. Obviously, both you and I love music. You actually play a lot of music. I've been trying not so successfully to learn, but it's like one of my goals for the year. And also, I think both of us have used this and recommend it a lot as a tool for learning languages.
One advantage I would say is that music is highly emotional. It evokes emotions when you listen to it. Every time I listen to my favorite bands, artists, I feel something. Depending on the day I'm having, on the kind of music I'm listening to, I'm feeling something. I might feel happiness. I might feel comfort. I might feel excitement. I might feel sexy, you know? So you feel stuff when you listen to your favorite songs. And it's a fact that if we feel something, the odds are that we're going to remember that experience much more easily because, you know, it was attached to an emotion. Just to give an example here, I have learned so many connected speech sounds and pronunciation aspects of English simply by listening to music all the time. For example, I love Hotel California from the Eagles. That's another classic from the 70s. They have a line there in the chorus that goes, such a lovely place, such a lovely place, you know? Such a lovely place, such a lovely place, such a lovely place. But you see the connected speech there, such a lovely place, such a lovely face. Or even the Beatles, let it be, becomes Let It Be. Let it be, let it be.
Let it be, let it be.
So simply by listening to songs that you like, you absorb these connected speech patterns there. I would definitely say that this is one big advantage that music has over maybe other medias, how evocative it is, yeah, of good feelings, of good emotions, you know?
What does evocative mean?
Something that evokes. And if something evokes emotions, it causes you to feel something, usually in a positive way. Yeah, so I said that music evokes emotions. Music causes emotions or makes you feel positive emotions, usually.
I think related to what you're saying, music sticks with us because it tends to be, most songs tend to be repetitive. They tend to have a chorus that you hear many different times. And songs in their nature, we tend to listen to them a lot of times, depending on the person. But when we really love a song, we might be listening to it for every day for weeks. And so it really sticks with us. And all of us probably have had that experience that we'll not hear a song for years and then it comes up on the radio or you hear it somewhere. And maybe you don't remember all the words, but there's a lot of lines from that song that you're going to be singing along with even after years of not having heard it. So it just works so well with our memory.
Mm-hmm.
Listening to a lot of music, having those songs that for you are definitive of your experience with that language are going to help you just to really, so many learners say that they have a lot of trouble, right? Remembering and having things stick. So music can be a great way to improve that, to remedy that.
Mm-hmm. I love the expression you used there, by the way. Music sticks with us. Does it mean that it stays with you?
Yeah, it's exactly like if something is stuck, like it won't come apart, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's like Velcro, really. If you, anyone has the experience of using Velcro, Velcro sticks together. And music is as if it were a Velcro that had a lot of hooks. You know, it's going to make a really good connection compared to, I don't know, if you just read one line in a book or you even watch a series, sometimes you're just hearing something one time and it's in that one moment. And so it's not really going to stick with you unless you're being really deliberate about sitting down and studying that expression or that piece of vocab or whatever else it is. We wanted to actually talk about too, how can you learn with music? And we're also going to be talking specifically about Spotify as a tool to learn with music. And I did a video a few years back and I actually reviewed it in preparation for today's lesson. And it's still a good video. It's definitely like a bit dated now, but the method that I kind of proposed there for learning with music, I think is still a really great one. And it's one that I still use more or less. I'm not so active in my learning now, but I thought I would give that for any of you that are really actively studying English right now, that you could try this out. And we'll also link to that video in the show notes in the description if you're on YouTube. And then I'll also give you, you know, how I use this more nowadays that I'm learning languages more passively. And Thiago can also give some of his tips for learning with music. So what I used to do is I actually would find a song I really wanted to learn with. I would actually print it out, because working with things with your hands, it gives another layer. If we're trying to build our memory, it's always good to add more layers on top of things. So actually getting your hands dirty, in a sense, with it is really good to help it stick even more. So basically just treat it like a piece of text, those lyrics that you've printed out. You can read through it, you can mark it all up. I would even recommend using different symbols for different things. So, you know, if you see a word, use a certain symbol, maybe you underline it. Maybe if you see an expression, you do a double underline. If you see grammar, you do a square around it. If you see pronunciation, you do a squiggly line under it. Whatever is going to help you to differ these different pieces of the language. And you can, a great thing about having it printed out is you can look up the definitions. Again, I've talked about this before, don't use a translation tool. It's always better to use definition language because it helps to train you to be thinking more in English. And write the definitions right out on the sheet. Like get that sheet should be just covered in notes. You can even get creative and draw images. Even if you're not a great artist, this again, it adds more hooks. It adds more probability that things are going to stick with you. And we've talked about before spaced repetition software on the podcast. So using a piece of technology, using Unki, Memrise on the Real Life English app, we also have this, but we don't yet have it that you can add your own words there, but you can get all the words and expressions we're using in the podcast. And this is a way for you to study it outside of that session that you're learning with this piece of music. You can keep studying it, and this technology works along with the way that your memory works to remember things. You know, finally, I mentioned pronunciation. You're not going to get this usually by reading. If you're already aware of some connected speech patterns, then you might want to take note of things that you think could be connected speech and that you want to pay attention to when you listen. But then actually listen and go through and try to pay attention to if there's any interesting pronunciation, any words that are pronounced differently than you might have expected, any connected speech again, and you might want to even mark things with different colors depending on what they are. So you could have some highlighters even handy. And that's pretty much it. It doesn't take that long, really. And you can learn just a ton, a plethora of information can come out of just one song.
Before I comment on that, what's a plethora of information again? That's a great word.
It's a plethora. Huge amount of information.
Yeah. Such an advanced mm-hmm. word. I love that word. It sounds so good, man. One comment about pronunciation, how music can help you with that. A great way for you to practice that also is pay attention to rhyming words, you know, words that rhyme in the verses. Let me give you guys a demonstration here. I have here a verse from a song that I like from Metallica. Yeah, the band is Metallica, and the song is called Wherever I May Roam. And then the verse starts, and the robe becomes my bride. I have stripped of all but pride. So in her I do confide, and she keeps me satisfied, gives me all I need. Mm-hmm. You see, so pay attention to the words that sound the same, that rhyme. Pride, bride, confide, satisfied. You see? So this is also great for your pronunciation. Another thing that I would say mm-hmm. about using music more intentionally like this is sometimes just reading the lyrics can already teach you vocabulary without you wanting it or without you planning. Just to give an example here from the same song, there is a line here, a verse that he says, and with dust in throat I crave, only knowledge will I save. To the game you stay a slave. Now, roamer, wanderer, nomad, vagabond, call me what you will, yeah. So this line here, roamer, wanderer, nomad, vagabond. As a learner, maybe I wouldn't know the words roamer or wanderer, but I know nomad and vagabond because they are closer to my Portuguese language, right? So, oh, nomad, vagabond, I understand that. So if they are used, if they are being used in sequence together, probably roamer and wanderer, they are synonyms. So you start making these associations as well. So music is great to activate your English like that more intentionally. And I love the step-by-step that you are presenting here, yeah? Because it's a great way, yeah, for you to actually study with music.
And what does that mean, by the way, if you roam or you wander?
Yeah, when you walk around aimlessly without a purpose or a clear direction, I don't know where I'm going. I'm just, you know, walking around. I'm roaming this place or wandering. Like a nomad. Yeah, I don't have a fixed place. Yeah, just to give you some context, the song is about their life on the road, yeah? So they're, you know, them touring all the time, never staying home, yeah? So the road becomes their bride, let's say.
So I mentioned I'm not learning right now so actively. Like I am kind of returning to studying Portuguese, but I'm doing it in more of a, you know, we have with the Real Life Way, the always be learning. So I'm doing it more in a living the English and then trying to be curious in different moments, looking things up and doing it in this sort of way. So I'd go about it a little bit differently today. Something else actually that just occurred to me that I thought I could recommend to people that's really fun is a website called Lyrics Training. I don't know if they changed the name, but I know it still exists. And it's a really great way if you're, again, if you're learning with a specific song, that you can go there. And then it's like another layer that you can add on top is it will play the song and you can choose a difficulty. It'll play the lyrics and it's going to leave words out and you have to fill in the words as it's playing. So depending on the difficulty, it'll leave out more or less words. So this can be, you know, after you've gone into that whole breakdown, this can be another sort of game that you can play, but that's going to help to test your listening, test your memory, and so on.
Another great website that I think I learned from you, by the way, Ethan, in one of the past videos you did, was Genius, right? Genius.com. It's a great website, yeah? Mm-hmm. For you to understand maybe more about the context of the song. Usually at the bottom, you have comments from the artist about the song, what the song is talking about.
Most definitely. It's actually one of the things I like about Spotify, too, is they have, for the artists, it's such a great tool for discovering new music because they do different playlists. They have like the Discovery Weekly. Every Monday, they give you a playlist of music that they think that you'll like based on what you listen to. They have the release radar that has new music from the artists that you listen to or artists that are similar to the ones you listen to. They have different different personalized mixes that they make. They have radio playlists for different artists, which basically is just they will play some songs from that artist and then they'll play other songs they think you'll like based on liking that artist. And then they just actually released, I just saw this last week, artificial intelligence DJ. So it's, again, it kind of like personalizes music to you, but it also, it's as if you were listening to a DJ who's like playing a radio just for you, saying like, nice. Next up, I'm going to play you songs from this artist that you were listening to, or I'm going to play you some songs that you were listening to 4 years ago. Or it's a really cool feature. So I recommend Spotify users check that out.
Nice.
But I was mentioning with these new artists that I find, oftentimes I like to go and dig into who they are. It's something I always am curious about is, you know, who is this person that I'm listening to? And you can go right from there to there's usually a bio. You can go from there right to their Instagram and sort of, you know, dig into who this person is. So you can, if you're learning with people who speak the language, you know, maybe you follow them on Instagram and you are able to see their posts there. And it's another way of interacting with them, getting a deeper sense for your relationship with those songs, with that music, and just another layer of practice there.
The cool thing about Spotify is that you can also create your own playlists and share them, right? With friends and stuff, right?
Yeah, most definitely. And what I was going to recommend here too, that I do, I have a playlist for every language that I'm learning. And sometimes if I'm in a specific mood, I might want to listen to Portuguese music or to French music or to Spanish music, for example. And it's just repeating those songs that I've learned with. And you could even have one maybe with the songs that you're actively learning with. So it could be a shorter playlist. That's really those ones you want to listen to while you're on the go to be, you can be singing to yourself or just singing in your head, but you're just really getting in those reps, that repetition over and over again. After you've learned with it, you're hearing those words again, you're paying attention to the connected speech. And I think that's also really important that you're listening without reading in some different points so that you can really hone in on the pronunciation, because a lot of times our eyes will trick us.
Nice expression there, hone in. Hone in the pronunciation. Mm-hmm. What does that mean?
It means you're focusing in on something. And it's definitely a thing that we say in English a lot, like practice makes perfect, right? So the more that you're listening to these, I like to also sing in the shower, sing sometimes, maybe take a 3-minute break to listen to a song and sing while I'm working or something like that. I'm not necessarily doing it on the street, but maybe if you're a good singer, it could be an opportunity. Or if you're like Thiago and you play an instrument, you can kill two birds with one stone by, you know, learning a song on the guitar and singing it for your friends and family.
Music is just awesome.
For you, which came first? Was it the fascination with music and learning English with that? Or was it that you were already playing instruments?
I was already playing. I started early with music. Yeah, I started at 7 because my father plays guitar too. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I learned my very first song at 7. So from 7 to 13, it was all about music for me. But then I started getting into English. Yeah? And then when I discovered that, oh, man, you know, I can learn English and I can practice, you know, music at the same time. It was great. A great discovery.
That's fantastic. I was mentioning about just getting fascinated with different musicians. And you were mentioning, I think it was the last podcast actually recorded that you mentioned. It was a couple ago that we talked about books and you mentioned reading the biography of Eric Clapton.
Yeah.
So that's like a personal connection that you have with that artist that probably really, it's adding another level of the English on top of it, right? Or I've been kind of obsessed with a Brazilian artist named João over the last couple of months, and I found a Brazilian podcast where they interviewed him. So I had no idea what he sounded like outside of singing. And it was really interesting just to hear him and to hear him talking about his life and how he rose to fame and all of these different things. So it's like, again, another level of practice.
It's interesting the word you use there. I've been obsessed with this singer, this Brazilian singer called Jean. Because, you know, there is that, yeah? I mean, we discover a new artist and we kind of stay obsessed with them for a while, at least, you know, for some time. We listen to all their songs, all their records. We watch interviews with them, right?
It definitely adds just more depth to your learning, right? And it's one of those things that, I don't know, for me at least, it's like I'm listening to a podcast, I'm not so focused on learning. It's just kind of like living the language and interacting with things that I'm enjoying in that moment.
So Ethan, you've just presented here some cool features that Spotify has for music, right? To practice English with music. But what about podcasts? I mean, do you listen to podcasts on Spotify too?
I do. And I think that Spotify, they're doing some really awesome things with podcasts. They have videos on some of them. Like that interview I talked about with Jean, it had video. And I usually listen to podcasts while I'm doing other things. So I think I listened to that one while I was in the gym. But I watched, while I was resting, I watched some short parts of it just because it was kind of cool to see him and see him interacting with the hosts and everything. It adds obviously another dimension. And I haven't actually listened to any of these myself, but when we were preparing for this, I saw that for Spotify original podcasts, so they have some podcasts that they're producing themselves, they have transcripts in the app. So very similar to how the songs, most songs will have the lyrics right in the app. They'll also have transcripts for their original podcast. And maybe it's something that's going to expand to other ones in the future, but it's definitely worth listeners looking into. I mean, I'd say probably if you're listening to this podcast, you're better off on Spotify. You're probably better off going to listen to it on the Real Life English app, because there you get the full digital transcript. You get vocabulary flashcards, which will help you to never forget the new words and expressions that you're learning with us, and so much more. You know, you can also be practicing your speaking there. So that's probably the best tool out there to learn with this podcast in specific. But before we move on, I thought that I would just mention quickly, because again, like, I've been trying to listen to more podcasts in Portuguese, and so it's been giving me some different, maybe a different level of ideas and stuff for how to improve that. And something that I was doing the other day that I found was really valuable was actually, I was riding in the metro here in the subway, and I was listening to a podcast and I had ChatGPT open. So they would mention some different expressions or words that I didn't know. And of course you can translate, you can look it up in a dictionary, and that works. But a lot of times there's things that are slang or that are specific to a situation. So one of the podcasts I was listening to, they were talking about a company. They said, "Tem que ser muito pica." And I was like, okay, what does that word pica mean in this context?
Oh, man.
I asked, and pica has one meaning as a slang word, but it was good because giving the context, it told me the definition in that context, which is like something, you know, you have to be like really great or really awesome to accomplish that. The combination, I think, of being able to listen to something, and ChatGPT is just such a, it's much better than using translation tools, much better than using dictionaries, because it's can be so contextual for explaining something.
Mm-hmm. That's true, yeah.
Awesome. So we mentioned the Real Life English app. We also wanted to take the opportunity to give a shout out to one of our very special app users.
This one goes to Abdi King, and Abdi says, "Hello, all Real Life English hosts. I want to appreciate the app in you. It's really useful. I have been using the app for a week, and I have found it. It has rescued me from my shyness and shame in speaking English." Aw, yeah.
Aw, yeah, Abdi. So it's great to hear that you're overcoming your shyness and your, I don't know, like shame there. Maybe it'd be more embarrassment in learning the language. But yeah, that's one of the really great things, is if you start using it, it can be intimidating at first to speak with strangers in another language. But as you start to do it more and more, you're going to gain more confidence. And it's really the only way that you can improve your speaking is by speaking. So you have to get out there, and learning with music is great, of course, but you have to actually then put into practice what you're learning, right? That said, we have now the question of the day.
All right, Ethan. So this is an interesting question, because you have learned multiple languages, and this viewer is asking what to do and what not to do for beginners, but specifically if you want to become a polyglot. So a beginner on the polyglot journey, what should a person do or don't do to learn multiple languages? What would you recommend?
That's nice. There's a nice expression there too, the do's and don'ts of something. People might have seen this before.
Yeah.
I thought something I would start with here, because everyone who's listening, I'm sure, is learning English. And a lot of you might have considered learning a third language or fourth language if you already grew up bilingual. And you might be split about, should I? Like, do I need to master English first? Can I learn two languages at once? What should I do here? And I think ultimately it really depends on your goals. Like, if you need to get to a point of mastery in your English and you're under a time constraint where you need to be really focused on that, then go for it. If you're not, if you're learning English and you're not in a rush, you're not needing to do it by a certain point, it can actually be really helpful to learn that next language. There's a whole concept of learning how to learn. And when you study more languages, it helps you to become a better language learner. And those kind of things only come because of experience. So you can get that just by studying English, but when you, different languages present different puzzles, different problems, and so on. So they're going to cause you to have to overcome different barriers and making, just basically getting to know yourself as a learner and getting to know how to overcome problems in the learning process. And the other reason why I would recommend that if you have this bandwidth in your life to learn more than one language is that when you learn more languages, they always connect to each other. And it can be any language. It can be languages that are far apart. It can be languages that are both from the same language family. You're going to find a lot of connections. And this helps you to understand both languages on a deeper level. Even for myself, like learning French, for example, was really interesting because a lot of English comes from French. And so I learned words in English that I didn't know, but that exist that came from French. And this happens to me all the time with these Latin words. I'll realize that, you know, I'll be listening to something reading something in English. I'll see them use a word and it's like, oh, I didn't know you could say that in English. It's a word that I would use in Spanish. It's a word I was using in Catalan or Portuguese or French, but it's not one that I knew that we had an equivalent in English. That's not exactly a do and don't, but it's more of a, if you're doubting, should I learn more languages? I think for most of you who are listening, I think that the answer is give it a go, try it. And if you're learning English, like be speaking every day in the app, if you're learning another language, find, you know, I have a friend who I've been doing tandems with, I've been doing language exchanges with Portuguese and English, find people who you can practice with every day, or at least, you know, every week or multiple times per week. And I think the final thing too is what we've been talking about today is like, be curious when you notice things. Even if you're not sitting down deliberately with the song and getting your hands dirty, breaking it down, you can still just be listening to song and notice an interesting expression or a word that you didn't know, and just take a moment to look at those lyrics and go on ChatGPT and ask, you know, what does this mean? So just like having that learning cap all the time. I think that really is what it takes to be a polyglot, is just that constant curiosity. So there's a lot more. We could do an entire podcast on this, but that's my 2 cents.
Are you sure it was two?
10 cents. Okay, guys, before we wrap up, we wanted to share with you just some of the takeaways, just to repeat some of the main points that we want you to apply after you've listened to this podcast, because you shouldn't just listen to the podcast, you should actually try to make some change, try something new based on it. So if you're not already using music as a language tool, it can be a really powerful tool for your learning. Spotify can be a really great platform to help you to do this. And a lot of learners just listen to music without ever being curious about the lyrics. And one of the main things that you really have to adapt is that curiosity to not just be listening without knowing what it's saying, but actually digging in a little bit, getting curious, like, you know, what's that expression? Or how did they say that word? I'm really surprised by how they say that word. Or I didn't understand that line at all. Like, there must be some connected speech there, whatever the case is. So just trying to dig in a little bit and understand what it is that you're listening to. And it's going to give you another layer that you can sing along with it. You can actually use it to build those muscles of articulation so that when you speak, you're speaking more comprehensively, people can understand you. All these sorts of benefits.
And I would also say that music is highly emotional. Remember, it evokes emotions. And because of that, it's easier for us to remember new words and expressions we learn with music. So do use music to either live your English or also to activate your English in a more deliberate way. But use it.
Oh, yeah. So if you're enjoying these lessons, we just wanted to remind you that a free way you can support us is by giving us a 5-star review in your favorite app store, be that in Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you're listening that has the ability to do this. Also, if you are watching this on YouTube, then you can subscribe, hit the bell so you don't miss a single one, and hit the like button as well. And this lets other learners know about it, so other people can have a lot of fun improving their English with us, going from feeling like a lost, insecure learner to being a confident, natural English speaker. And of course, download the app, give it a try if you haven't yet. Start speaking English every single day. Take your learning to another level with this podcast and so much more. And remember that no matter what divides us, that which unites us is far greater. So thanks so much for joining us today. We look forward to seeing you next week. 1, 2, 3.
Aww, yeah.
Hey again, I hope you enjoyed today's lesson. Don't be a stranger. You can find all the notes like vocabulary, links, and more for this lesson on our blog at reallifeglobal.com. And connect with us and on Instagram at reallife.english for even more fun English recommendations. Do you want to continue your learning and get confident, fluent English? Check out our YouTube channel, Learn English with TV Series, where you can have fun learning to understand fast-speaking natives with your favorite movies, series, and more without getting lost, without missing the jokes, and without subtitles. Finally, if you are enjoying our podcast, then please assist us in helping more people go beyond the classroom and live their English. You can do this by sending a link to this podcast to a friend or by leaving us a 5-star review wherever you are listening. We might even shout you out on the podcast. Stay healthy and safe, and I look forward to seeing you next week. Aw, yeah.